Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email here is from Ashwin.
Hey Ben and Nathan, I've been listening to your podcast since November and started studying with LSAT Demon Live in January. I recently listened to your podcast on Harvard's Junior Deferral Program, and I was wondering if you had a stance on going straight through to law school or working first and then applying. I know I want to be a lawyer for a myriad of reasons and will apply to law school at some point.
Sorry. The more reasons you have, the more I don't believe you. The more it just becomes this blanket of weak reasons as opposed to one compelling one. But anyways, sorry, continue.
I agree. I mean, I only ever want to hear one good reason for anything, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
The second you start giving me two reasons, I think you're full of shit. In many cases, you know, yeah. It's like there's exceptions, of course, but like, let's start with one good one. And then if you want to add another good one, that's okay. But a myriad of reasons. Eh. Okay. I also have a summer internship lined up at a consulting firm, and I'm positive I would get a return offer contingent upon my performance, of course. It's a well-paying gig, so I could save some money before attending law school, although that's not my main concern. What is your main concern? Are there any benefits to working and then applying to law school, both for law school admissions and for 1L or 2L summer interviews? Any other potential difference in working versus going to law school immediately after undergrad? I recently read an article discussing how Harvard prefers candidates with work experience. Answering your own question. I understand at the end of the day, it depends on what I want to do, etc. But given my circumstances of certainty in going to law school and potentially wanting to work in big law, is there a better choice? Thanks, Ashwin.
Yeah, look, Ashwin, I think you need to go precisely because you're so convinced of your need to go to law school. Go do this for a year. And if you feel the same way, then that confirms your feelings aren't just ephemeral or unjustified.
But that would... certain, Ben. he's 19 years old and he's certain that he wants to go to law school.
All right, just go. I mean, even just for the money. I mean, gosh, and become a better student potentially. I was just reading something the other day. The VP of admissions at some Colorado college or university is now strongly encouraging undergrads. I mean, this is for undergrads, but strongly encouraging undergrads who are planning to come to his school to wait a year if they are at all on the fence about waiting a year, because studies have shown that their likelihood of attending school is just as great as those who come immediately, and their grades are better and their employment outcomes are better. People, I mean, a lot can happen in a year. You just get older,
especially
you're wiser.
When you're that age.
Yeah. And this study actually said the benefit is even greater for young men versus young women. So I imagine there's a lot of maturity going on there.
Ashwin, you know, you sound like a very put together young person. You know, I don't disbelieve you that you are currently today certain for a myriad of reasons that you want to go to law school. I believe you that you feel that way.
Yeah.
But we don't know how 30-year-old Ashwin or 40-year-old Ashwin is going to feel about any of these things. I'm 47 now, and man, have I changed a lot. I continue to change a lot. I don't know. It's like a thing that's kind of common, actually, from people my age, or at least my friends. Maybe I choose my friends well, but I mean, my friends are, they're just not the same person that they were 5 years ago or 10 years ago. They're still my friend.
It'd be weird if they were. Right. Right?
Yeah. It would be so boring if they were. And so much change happens as a result of your first job, your first, all of these experiences. And yeah, I mean, look, you've got Harvard Law School telling you explicitly that they prefer candidates with work experience. So there's your answer. You know, you're serious about this. If Harvard is actually the thing for you, why not just work a little while and then reassess? Law school will always be there. There's like no reason to rush it. Not one. For no good reason.
Yeah. But we just gave you a reason to wait, and that is to make sure that you're certain. And if you do, that's going to make your law school experience all the better. You're not going to go in there and then second guess yourself. Plus, I think just getting out in the world and getting a job at a consulting firm, you're going to meet people and learn things that you just can't learn as effectively in school.
It'll help you decide what electives to take when you are in law school.
Yep.
I mean, the more practical experience you can have before you start law school, the more you're going to get out of law school. No reason to be jumping on the law school big law rat race so young. Work for a year, work for 2 years, work for 3 years. Your admissions case is only going to be getting better.
Yep.
Thanks, Ashwin.
Yeah, thank you. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.